You're listening to episode 96 of the FitsPro podcast, and today's episode is going to give you different performance goals that you can think about when you are either working out at home or in the gym. This will apply to literally anything that you do, and it just gives you a focus to think about when you enter a workout. And that could be per exercise, that could be for the entire workout, but hopefully these will give you something to focus on when you enter your workouts, whether that is going to be at home or in the gym. So without further ado, let's dive in. As always, remember that you need to, first off, give the show 5 stars and a review if you haven't yet. And then once you do that, check the show notes to see if you are the reviewer of the week or the listener of the month. The listener of the month wins some prizes, so that's pretty fancy. If you've left a review, thank you very much. Again, that will be announced in the show notes, as well as Annie's weekly wrap, which is my weekly newsletter that goes out to my main mailing list. And you can subscribe to that at anniemiller.co/news. Now, it's pretty well known that I am not against aesthetic goals when it comes to lifting weights and working out, but my focus is more so on performance goals, awareness, and education in and around the gym. Not that aesthetics and all of these other motivators can't coexist, right? They totally, absolutely can. I am simply saying that aesthetics aren't my selling point in my business. They're not my big promise. Also, if some other things are in check, like nutrition, sleep, stress management, and other factors, I would argue that if focusing on these 5 things that I'm going to share with you today, these 5 performance goals, you will likely make some desired aesthetic changes as well to your body and musculature. So let's go ahead and get started. When you enter the gym or approach your workout, whether that's at home, the gym, a garage, whatever, you are thinking about something. You have a focus, whether you realize it or not. Much like on social media, you know, coaches and influencers will say that we are creating a culture, whether you are intentionally doing that or not. Same goes for your gym. Same goes for your personal workouts. There is a focus, whether you are directing and aware of that focus or not. This episode is geared towards helping you define that focus a bit more to find some clear direction for your mental game during your lifts. And yes, this does take energy. Some days it is just nice to go through the motions. I get that. But going through the motions day to day isn't likely what you want and will likely not get you the results that you want from your training. So you want to create these little performance goals or focus for yourself. Number one is most obvious and probably most common when people think of performance goals, and that is to increase the weight in one lift, in all of your lifts. Increase the load. That's up to you. It could be in one set. It could be in one particular lift. It could be in all your lifts. That will all depend on the program that you're following. So like I said, this can be all over increases, it can be per set, or whatever makes sense for your current programming and progression. It's very easy to become stagnant and just get used to using, you know, 135 pounds for your squats or what have you. Even if it's throwing on some 2.5s, increase the weight and challenge yourself. If you can't complete the set or it's too much, big deal, drop it back down. We can't gauge strength, though, if we never take her for a spin, right? Push your strength. See what you're capable of. It's easy to get complacent, and that's where having a coach and or following a program can be really helpful to push you when you might either not think you're capable or you're just getting complacent in your training. So you want to gain muscle or quote unquote get toned or get stronger, you need to be pushing your strength and mechanical tension. That also doesn't mean max out every time, all day, every day. Please do not get that twisted or misunderstand that. But it does mean to challenge yourself. And that requires that you are going to increase some weights if you haven't in a while. Next up is very underpracticed and honestly not talked about enough. Focus on your breathing. Now we need to unpack this because that's a very blanket, vague statement. You can focus on breathing during sets, before sets, between sets, and certainly if you're doing cardio or any kind of conditioning. Breathwork is beneficial outside of lifting as well. Lord knows that I personally should work on this more. In seasons when I have worked on breathing, when I was rehabbing my back, when I'm working on, you know, getting into a parasympathetic state, if I have a season of very high stress, I see such a positive carryover to sleep, training, and my overall stress levels and ability to manage all of those things. Now, that's completely anecdotal and subjective to me and my life. As far as lifting goes, do you know how to breathe into your diaphragm? To breathe in a 360 degree fashion. So if you picture your core like a cylinder, filling that cylinder with air, breathe into your side oblique muscles, breathing into your back. If you lay on your stomach and you breathe into your diaphragm, you should see your low back go up and down, you know, to fill your stomach and back with air. Do you know how to do that? Before trying to quote unquote fix anything in your next lift, just start by paying attention to your breathing. How do you breathe naturally? Is it up into your chest? Is it shallow? Do you feel pretty good about it? So it's just building an awareness first. Before you even try to fix anything with your breath, just start building an awareness and pay attention to it. You know, can you use it to bring down your heart rate between sets? Yes, I am talking about lifting weights, by the way, not just doing cardio intervals. Breathwork is very important and impactful in weight training. So breathing is number two. Performance goals here could be anything pertaining to what you have observed about your current breathing patterns, or what you want to do with that, using it in between your sets to bring your heart rate down, paying attention to when you breathe throughout your sets and reps, etc., etc. Number three is also one that I feel most people don't even have in their program to begin with, and certainly don't pay attention to if they are winging their workouts, and that is rest periods. You need to stick to your rest periods, or have them to begin with if you don't have them. So rest periods, or lack thereof, are very important. Do the same workout with no scheduled rest periods, with long rest periods, and with short rest periods, and then tell me that rest periods don't matter and or affect your training. You won't be able to, because it does. And it definitely matters if you want to gain muscle or get stronger. So I believe I've posted this on Instagram and talked about it in some other episodes on this podcast, but different rest periods will do different things for you. So longer rest periods are typical with strength and power work, as your metabolic systems need time to recover in strength and power work, in maximal strength and maximal power. Shorter rest periods, under or around 30 seconds, are going to give you that quote unquote pump that people look for. Essentially, you're pumping blood and fluid into the muscle, and it's not able to drain and clear out as fast as you are pumping it in. And voila, we have the pump. This is also why your pump dissipates after a few hours post lift. And that's also why you will hear people say you'll never look as good as your pump, right? Because the pump is simply there because you have basically filled up your muscle bellies with blood and fluid, which will eventually drain. So I'm not telling you what rest periods to use, but I am telling you to pay attention to them if they are in your program and you're not sticking to them as of now. I once had a client, as kind of a little case study for this, who was skipping out on her 2-minute rest periods for overhead presses. The weight didn't feel heavy to her, And so she was thinking that she was able to, you know, just do her sets sooner. She didn't need that recovery time, but then she would consistently not be able to finish her last set for all of the scheduled reps. Come to find out, she wasn't resting for that 2 full minutes. She rested for the 2 full minutes and bam, she was able to hit all of her sets at the weight that was prescribed for her. So it is important to rest for that full 2 minutes for her scheduled program. It had a purpose. It was there for a reason, right? I use that to demonstrate that I am also not saying to rest shorter or longer, or that not sticking to your rest periods must mean that you're resting longer than programmed. That's not what I'm implying here. If you have no rest periods, assign some or get a new coach. And if you have them in your program and you might be neglecting them, don't. Use it as your performance goal to stick to your strict rest periods this coming week or month or whenever you plan on working out and see how it feels. Number 4. I think. Next up is one of my favorite topics, I'm sure you're not surprised, and that is tempo. I will start by saying you don't always need to move on a tempo. Okay, I'm not the tempo police, but I would say that most people don't use a specific tempo and would benefit from doing so. A lot of humans just go through the motions when they lift, and again, sometimes that's needed, that's okay. I'm sorry, if you can hear my neighbor choosing to mow the lawn right now, I apologize. If you can't hear it, bless, let's move on. And I'm not saying that these people won't have success or make gains by going through the motions. They may simply be missing out on some other benefits and better gains from using a specific tempo with their training. Oftentimes, when we hear the word tempo, we think slow. Tempo must be slowing down. That's how it's delivered a lot in health and fitness, because a lot of people do move through the exercises quicker than maybe they should. But tempo just simply means that we have a specific time allotted for each phase of a movement. So a tempo could include exploding out of the bottom of a squat as well. It's not always just meant to slow people down. So I just want to make that clear. This is similar to rest periods. If it's not in your program, it probably should be. You would probably benefit from it more than not. If it is in your program and you don't stick to the tempo, you've been neglecting it, then I suggest making that your performance goals or one of your performance goals this coming week, month, whenever you are going to train. Tempo can be especially effective if you are at home and you do have limited weights. You can use time under tension and increasing that time under tension through using longer tempos and/or explosive tempos to build muscle and/or maintain gains that you have made in the gym. So if you are not sticking to a tempo or using tempo, you may be missing out on better mind-muscle connection, improved movement patterns, and like I said, more time under tension, which we know is needed to build muscle. I have a full 30-minute coaching video on this, in fact, inside Annie's Secret Laboratory of Brain Gains, which is exclusive to Built by Annie members, because I use tempo heavily as a factor that we change throughout the 12-month progression of programming, and I think it's an important aspect for trainees to understand, considering that they are the ones carrying out these tempos that we are assigning to them, right? So even though you don't have a tempo in your program, or even if you do, next time you lift, focus on using a slower down than up tempo or pausing at the top or bottom of every exercise, just as a practice. Just play around with it, get familiar with tempo. Now let's move on to the last one, number 5. This performance goal is mind-muscle connection and or, you know, body control. Honestly, following a tempo and slowing down in general does tend to help with this. The stronger your mind-muscle connection is, and that is a real thing, your neuromuscular connection, the better we are at recruiting muscle fibers. That's literally what that is. We want to build a strong neural pathway between our brain and our muscles. This is part of what allows us to quote unquote feel an exercise. So there isn't much more to this one, but if you are having trouble feeling an exercise, it's feasible from an anatomical standpoint to touch that area that you want to be working to visualize it. So if you're doing a Bulgarian split squat, put your hand on your outer hip or your glute or your quad. If you're doing hollow holds, you can tap around your core and obliques. Obviously, that doesn't work for large compound movements if you're deadlifting or squatting. You know, use common sense here. But in some of your accessory or isolation work, slow down and focus on the actual contraction of the muscle. Sometimes closing your eyes can help with this, or like I said, touching the area that is working and you want to feel. I don't much care how it happens. I just want to give that to you as a performance goal to visualize the muscle contracting and pay more attention to that mind-muscle connection and see what happens. That is it. Those are my quick five things that you can focus on in the gym the next time that you lift or at your home the next time that you work out. Choose one, choose all of them. That is up to you. Do whatever makes most sense. But I know that having something to focus on often leads to a more successful and joyful lift or workout, and that leads to better results, of course. So give them a go. If you loved this episode, I of course am going to ask you to head over to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, leave the show 5 stars plus a written review. Some of these reviews are so kind. I absolutely love it. I appreciate you guys so much. The more reviews I have, the more likely I am to get in front of other people, which is, of course, the goal, to spread the good word. And also remember that I do choose a reviewer of the week and a listener of the month. The listener of the month receives 50% off any non-membership program of mine, plus a freebie from Frey Skincare. And of course, you can use my code FDBA all the time to save 15%. If you are not on my main mailing list, make sure you are. You can sign up at anniemiller.co/news. And that is where you can get exclusive podcast listener discounts at the bottom of every single email. Until next time, I am Annie Miller, and thank you so much for tuning into the FitsPro podcast.